You are now listening to the Lexicon Podcast. Now, let the show begin.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to Lexicon Podcast. Funny enough, last episode was episode 13, and we talked about Friday the 13th.
Hey, see? We, freaky shit.
Yeah,
weird shit happened. I told you.
And we didn't even know about it. This is episode 14. As always, we have our host. We have Luis back. He's been busy with work, so we can't pull him away sometimes. So he'll be in and out. But as always, I have myself, Alex, a.k.a. Exclusive Lex. We have my wife.
Liz, hi.
We have next to her, we have Angie.
Hi.
And then, of course, we have Luis right next to her.
Hey.
Hey. With the tongue out and everything. Look at him bringing it back. Bringing it back. Speaking of, dude, you're doing the whole tongue thing. Our son is teething, so his teeth are actually coming in now. And then he never used to stick out his tongue before, but now, because he feels his
teeth. Now you're offended. Teeth.
No. Because he feels it. Because he feels the teeth, he's always like.
I'm just waiting for him to, throw his little fingers in the air and start freaking.
You should. You just make him do it.
Yeah.
Make him do it.
I might as well just do a little mohawk on him. Take him a picture with him doing that.
Isn't that what you have kids?
They already do a mohawk on him. Please don't give it
any
ideas.
Me and his mother.
You and his mother?
My mother-in-law.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, testing the sobriety.
She's second mom, okay? She's second mom.
Yeah, she is.
Dude, but at this point, if she calls, I'm trying to teach my kid to call her vieja. To call my wife vieja, and then to call my mom or his grandmother tatarabuela.
Tatarabuela.
That's fucked up.
Why?
Tatarabuela is like great grandmother.
So it's badass.
For you, not for her.
I know, because it'll offend her. Whatever. The same way, none of my nieces or nephews call my mom grandma.
Oh, dude, that's.
I say go tell your grandma, but they can't call her grandma.
What do they call her? They're just by her name.
Mago,
yeah.
Oh, dude, that sucks. If it's by their nickname or name or whatever instead of grandma,
that's why I'm like, you should just let them call you grandma.
But some people want to be young.
No, even exactly. My nieces, they would try to come around and call me Liz.
You don't do all that.
Okay. You can
take it.
Sorry, guys.
We're sharing.
We're sharing a bed. We're sharing a mic. We're married.
Hey.
That's why we have two separate ones.
Oh shit!
What the hell?
I know. That's too funny.
This is why Lisa's in the podcast anymore. I can cut that out.
So yeah,
that was perfect.
Just like my nieces, they would try to call me Liz. I'm like, no, I'm not responding to that. I'm not responding to that until they actually call me Tia.
I want them to call me Tia, and they don't call me.
Because you have to do it on purpose. You literally have to shut them away. I don't listen to you. You're not here. You're invincible.
Die boy. And then I respond like a dumbass when I should be like, you need to call me Tia.
Yeah, you gotta do that sometimes. You gotta upper hand them. Alex says that it's
backhand them.
Backhand them, throw in the chancla, everything. I love you, girls.
Are they listening?
Pretty sure.
No, they're too cool. They're too cool for me.
No, they're not.
I wish they would listen, but nope. They're going through that stage where they're like, oh, you're Tia, and you're getting old, and you're no longer fun.
What?
You are old, so.
We're not.
Hey, vieja.
We're only 3 weeks apart.
Yeah. Oh, you guys are.
In birth, but in spirit?
Spirit.
Girl, you old. All right, guys, let's keep going with the podcast. We're having fun. As you can see, drinks all around, except for me, obviously. I don't drink. What? Something about women empowerment. I don't know. By the way, real quick tidbit. If this is probably already a week have passed, but of course, you guys don't know, the Women's March is happening tomorrow. So
I'll be there.
If you see Angie, say hi. If you see Luis, say hi. And just say, I'm sorry, dude. You guys are not sharing beds.
We're sharing the bed. Separate mic.
All right, so good thing is we have Luis on here today, so we decided to talk about what Angie has in her sweater, which is CSUN. 3 out of 4 of us on this table went to CSUN, so we're gonna talk about some quick memories.
What does that say about CSUN, though?
That popular. They accept really great people.
Awesome.
Obviously,
yeah, that too.
They have a really good music
always
program.
Always the pessimist. Always
they have a really good music program. Or they have a really good business
no,
program.
They have a good art department.
I guess.
Engineer department.
Oh, yeah.
Music department.
Dude, the music program is really good. Business is really good. And you said art engineering.
It's so. a good university, period.
I mean,
and then I majored in sociology.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. I majored in business and liberal arts. So it's like, they're like, why? I'm like, I wanted to do business law and I wanted to explore my options. Obviously. I still want to go back, though. I still think about getting my master's. Maybe from CSUN, maybe from somewhere else. I'm not sure yet. But I don't know what the hell I might get my master's in, though. That's a problem, which is the same thing why I took liberal studies. It's like, I want to try everything. I just don't know what the hell I'm like passionate about. Even though I freaking loved business law. Like, I love that class.
Become millionaires.
Yeah, obviously. To protect our business, right? To protect our business.
Yes, of course.
No, dude, like, that class was crazy, though, because that class was only a midterm and final.
The one you freaked out in the last semester?
Yes.
Well, I mean, everybody freaked out in the last semester. But, like, the one where you were like, I don't know if I'm going to fucking pass because I didn't proofread this shit or so, or they needed
yes
to proofread.
And no. Yeah, okay. Yes and no, because of the fact that it was only a midterm and final.
Yeah, I remember now.
And, like, of course, class was not mandatory. It's like you showed up or you didn't. Mm-hmm. And then it was all, like, briefs and laws and
it
stuff like that.
It pretty much reflected in your grade whether
and
or not you showed up.
I got an A because I would study the hell out of that. And then, but the thing is, I would freak out because I was like, I don't know if this is enough. And the thing is, when you have a midterm and a final, yes, you get your midterm back, but you don't know his grading style. Like, yeah. You know when, like, somebody does quizzes or whatever, like, weekly,
you get
monthly,
to see
or whatever.
What it looks
you,
like.
Yeah,
you
get,
see the
you know
trend.
Their grading style. Yeah. And with this, you don't. It's like, you either get it or you don't. So,
That's
I mean.
That's how I was.
But isn't that business in the end?
Yeah.
In business, you either get it or you don't. That's just pretty much showing.
Yeah, but you have to show that you know your shit there.
Yeah. 1 + 1 = 3.
In theory, it does. In the real world, it doesn't.
All right, don't bring imagined numbers and pie to all this shit.
We can concept that. We can put a theory behind it as to why it's real.
Einstein lives.
Yeah, he does.
In a third dimension world.
Pretty sure.
I don't know what she's been watching on Netflix either, guys. I'm sorry. She has Amazon, Hulu, and freaking Netflix all at her tip of her fingers. She can watch whatever she wants.
And yet I choose to watch Curious George. Oh. You choose?
Okay.
But yet I'm the one watching it. So.
You're
learning.
let's be honest. We all watch it with them.
Like, fuck, you need a raincoat when you go outside and it's raining? Shit.
Sometimes I wish I was a monkey so I could use my feet to grab shit too.
Yeah, just make life easier.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wish I was a monkey so I'd be like, I don't give a fuck.
Yep. That's where the podcast is at today. Obviously we're back. We're back in full stride, you know. Just having fun and just rolling with it. Yeah. So we're talking about seasons, but obviously though, like, that class, even though I was like freaking out about it and studying, it was also one of my favorite classes because I would love going to that class. Because all it was when you went to class was just talking over briefs and theories and just like
that's always a fun classes.
What can happen here?
And I didn't learn that till like my last semester.
Yeah. I didn't learn it till my junior year because I did not have the counselor that I wanted or needed. Mm. And I mean, they weren't bad counselors, but they were, okay, dude, I got to get you out of this door. Like, because, you know, we have so many damn students, obviously. And then when I had my junior year, like, I also did liberal studies. Because of this counselor, she's like, you know, you get to explore everything as a minor or whatever, or a major added on there. Because you already do business, you already did all this, so why not just get two? and then she, like, broke it down for me, and then she's like, do this, do that. Here's a career thing, here's that. She actually took time to, like, break down things for me. And to this day, like, I'll remember... Oh, send her a note or like, hey, thank you for your help or whatever. Like, it's not forgotten.
Right, I never did that.
Yeah. So I do need to hit her back up for graduate school. So, and she's also like the ones who will like tell me go here and go there to see what you need for these classes. And then she told me what I didn't know before was a lot of people know now, but a lot of graduate programs like people from the different majors because they want to be able to show diversity in their acceptance programs.
Oh, so yeah, especially if it's a new program.
Yeah, so it's a little bit easier to get in if you don't have the same major as an undergrad.
Yeah.
Which is weird, but I mean, it makes sense in a business standpoint.
There used to be this master's program that I once, like, in a blue moon, thought about joining. And then when I heard about their requisites and everything, I was like, they're not going to take me because what I'm doing is exactly what they want. They're not going to take me.
And that's funny because that's what they don't want. Mm-hmm. And then you think, I'm going to do this, do that. Obviously, that's not always the case. Most people go from business.
This is just CSUN and our own experiences. We don't know what other universities are doing.
Yeah, and I mean, she told me, like, other universities, like, this started a thing for this reason. Doesn't mean that it's always going to be like that. Obviously, computer science majors are going to be easier to go into computer science graduate programs.
It's different when it comes to other disciplines.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, you still need prerequisites for these programs to get in. So you can't just do an undergrad in this and then go into another one because you still need to do some schooling to get the prerequisites out the way before you actually, you know, go into an actual graduate program.
That's probably why I'm so lazy to do it.
And then, I mean, some graduate programs now are really, like, short, though.
I know.
They have one-year programs now at CSUN, and it's freaking crazy. Like, there's an accounting program that's just nights and weekends for a year, and you're good. I was like, maybe I should do that. Get a CPA.
Yeah.
Become a CPA, do taxes, and then, you know. I don't know. I'm thinking about it, though. No time. No time. So what are good some good memories from you guys of CSUN?
The photo lab. That's where me and Luis worked. He worked there first, and then I came in.
You can start.
Cause you worked there first. You're the
one that brought it up.
This is why they don't have the same mic.
Well, when I went to CSUN, I went in 2 years after you.
A year? No.
A year?
Probably 2 years after. I can't
Whatever.
Remember.
Whatever. I came in after Luis. And, you brought the bottle over here.
Yeah, you want another beer?
You want another beer? She said yes. So I went in and then I pretty much just hung out in the photo lab because I was Luis's girlfriend and he was already working there. And the following semester, everyone was acquainted with me and they needed someone to do, I think, a night shift. I think that's how it started. They needed someone to finish closing the lab. And they knew me, his boss, Chuck, trusted me enough. And he like got me in, even though I didn't have financial aid because they only get, what are they called? Yeah, just student workers, right?
Yeah, like work study program.
Work study, yeah. And they got me in just as a job. And that's how I ended up working at the photo lab. And we would like have potluck Wednesdays in the photo lab. Come through on a Wednesday, we'd be eating. Chuck like made food literally in the photo lab, probably illegal, nobody goes to him, and it was awesome. That was like the probably, and we I got the sweater last November. Yeah, this past November we went and we visited the photo lab, and that's when I got the sweater.
Yeah, it was just the experience. We made CSUN like another home, basically. Oh, yeah. That's what we
totally did. And like whenever we, even the last time that we went, people were like so-and-so couple was here after you guys. And now we need another couple that's going to come in after them because they need to we need to keep the tradition going. And it's like, well, it's tough.
I mean, and it's crazy because CSUN is a commuter school.
Oh, totally.
But I love being at CSUN at night.
I love CSUN at night.
CSUN at night was so damn peaceful. And like so calm, it was crazy.
I don't know about calm, but yeah, it was nice.
I mean,
at moments it was kind of quiet. No, it was. And you can kind of enjoy it, like how quiet it gets, because
especially during finals, because it's busy.
But so you like feel traffic, safe. Yeah, it's busy.
So you feel safe because it's finals week at weeks, and you feel safe. The library's open till like what, 2 a.m?
Yep. Yeah.
Before it used to be open all the fucking time, but then when we went in, it got the hours got cut back because of federal deficit.
Hmm?
Yeah,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
Sure. We'll say it that way.
We're not a factual podcast.
It's nothing to do with the new CSUN president or anything at all.
Yeah. And yeah, it was pretty much home away from home for a lot of kids.
Are you guys in the alumni program?
No, not me anymore. Not anymore.
Wait, what's the? There's an. Well, I think I was, but I didn't really pay attention to it.
Yeah.
I'm still part of it because I like being part of it. Plus, I like the discounts when you mention that you're an alumni somewhere. You always get discounts in different places. Uh-huh. But I love having my alumni card from CSUN. Like, I don't know why. I still
have mine from the year that I was an alumni.
The last thing that I remember, like, actually, I still keep up CSUN as far as sports because their soccer team had just beat freaking Angie. their soccer team beat Cal State Fullerton, who were like the division champs or whatever, and it was like a really close game, and it was like they beat them, and then they went to like.
Did you ever go to a game?
I went to like one or two.
Yeah,
because I mean there was always out of my way. Then I was commuting and working, so it was kind of hard for me.
I always wanted to go to one of their basketball games, even though we weren't like, you know, great.
We made Sweet 16 when we were there.
That, I know that, but that's the time that I was like, I want to go to one of our games. Never went.
I mean, unfortunately, it's not a big like sports program because there's no football team. Obviously, that's what drives, you know, funds and what drives whatever, but. We had a really good basketball team, like we mentioned. Mm-hmm. They made it Sweet 16. The soccer team, like I said, they beat Fullerton. And Fullerton had been winning. I think they won the division like 3 years in a row or whatever. So them losing to CSUN, like, it was a crazy game too. Like a short game. That
sounds good.
It's like, you know, kind of put CSUN on the Big Ten map. And then I think as far as like MLS drafting, they got some people from CSUN going to different really good MLS teams. So, but... I mean, for me, it's just like I still keep up with a lot of people that I met at TSUN, and I met a lot of different kind of people. Like, it's crazy. Like, you know, we're talking about earlier how even though it is a university ever, there were still kind of some cliques depending on where you went, as far as like the people that hung out together.
Yeah.
They were like we said, they were like the smokers outside the like the business building. All the musicians like knew each other because they lived there
on the other side of campus.
Yeah, on the other side of the campus, and then like in between was like the TV and film crew, or like always.
No,
there.
That was at the beginning of the other side of the campus.
Well, that was the music program, and then the building next to it was them. And then next to that was like the math build department, on that old building. But then they moved over to the other new technology building that they built, the new science and technology building. And then obviously we had the Oviatt Library, and then we had like. The pub on the other side with the auditorium, and then they had like the game center, and then they took that away from the floor, and they sent them to the basement, like they sent them below the gym.
Oh. Isn't that when they started making all those little like resource spots where like isn't there like I remember right before I left, I don't think it was there when you left. Was the LGBT center or the LGBTQ center?
I don't know if it was there, but I know they were building it.
Yeah,
like they had because they had it was the all game center, and then they took it all down and put it at the bottom of
next
the basement.
Next to the computer center, right?
Yeah. And then they took all that down and they literally
and then
put
we
them
got
below
the
fucking
gym. Student recreation, fucking building right after you left.
Oh yeah, the rec center.
The rec center. Yeah. That shit was tight.
We had it. No, whoa, no, we had after I was gone. The year I was gone, it was barely being built. When I was gone, the next semester it was open.
No, nice. Dude, we were there.
No.
We were there. I would go work out. I was still there.
Oh, I swear to God, I thought I was closed.
Dude, we were
I
there.
Might be wrong then.
We were there. Because I got to go to the pool. I used to go work out there when I had a long gap. Oh, yeah.
What year did you graduate?
Oh, wait. A year after you. But I was already going to that gym for
about
2 years.
Wait, we didn't graduate in 08?
08, shit. I'm thinking about.
That's high school.
The hell?
I graduated in 2014.
Yeah, I graduated in
2014.
But I finished in 2013.
Yeah, but I finished in 2012 and graduated in 2013.
Wait, 2014?
Yeah, because you know we finished.
I graduated in 2014. I finished in 2013.
We finished in December, and then they make you like go to graduation in June.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
No, it was already there.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Okay, I might be wrong then.
It was already there. I like did their Zumba classes. I'd go work out there. I'd go swim there.
Well, for me, I never went there because I would do the boxing classes.
Mm-hmm.
But that was still where the gym was. And then they had like another separate room on the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Like for the boxing stuff.
So, nah, dude, it was there. It was there.
Crazy. I don't remember. I just thought it was really funny how they sent like all the gaming people. They had the rock wall. To the base. Yeah, but the rock wall was next to the pool. And then before it went over there. Cause it used to be at the pool, like by where.
I don't know, dude, but I was there. Damn. I was there for a good 2.5 years before I graduated. Yeah, before I graduated, because I used to go with a friend. I wonder if she listens, Yuli. I used to go work out with her.
Okay.
Yeah. That's true. Remember?
Crazy.
I go swim. Yeah.
I might be wrong. I just, you know,
It's been a long time.
I do miss CSUN though.
It's fun.
I do.
It was fun. Had a good friend like there. When we went in November, it was like totally nostalgic. I'm surprised I didn't cry. It was.
You went with me once, right? I think we went at night to go see like a show. I remember correctly, it was like a jazz show or something. I don't remember if you were there because I remember talking to you about how nice it was at night, and then I took you once with me. I think only once. We didn't go back after that because obviously it was difficult to find time.
You never remember.
I've never been to season.
I took you once. Wow, they're walking away. And for the audio listeners, they just did the whole.
I was just waiting. I knew.
Jerry Springer.
I saw her. I saw her face. And I was like oh, like don't, like.
Then
it's true. I never been there.
Okay, then
I was at the last time I was at a college ground was when I had a Chicano studies class that I guess the teacher really didn't like me because even though I turned everything in.
I think all Chicano students, Chicano professors don't like anyone. Like,
I have stories about that.
I'm like,
too.
Dude, yeah.
They're just always mad.
They're always fucking mad. They're like our parents.
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
Dude, it's true.
So then I didn't take you, but then. Yeah. So I didn't take you, so then it must have been me telling you about it because I remember I went to go see because it must have been that, and then it must have been you like saying, hey, let's go, because I remember I used to go at night to go see my friends like do their finals, like they would always do like their audition, like their final auditions, whatever, for seniors. Mm-hmm. And then it must have been around the time I saw when they had the guy from The Godfather, the accordion player. He came and he played with CSUN Symphony.
So fucking jealous.
And then the accordion player was there, and they were playing the Godfather theme song, you know, like the whole
way. I'm lying. Is it the one where they did this Pink Panther thing too?
Yes. See? Fucking tell me I'm wrong. Got him, coach.
No, I just remember that one because I loved it. I was like, oh shit, that's fucking
dope. You loved it, but you just didn't remember it.
Wow.
I remember too because of the uncomfortable ass seats.
Yeah.
The seats I remember.
She remembers. But
this was really. Really, like, early on to us dating. Like, I think it was, like...
Yeah, you guys weren't dating when you graduated, huh?
No, it was right after.
Right after.
Yeah.
So that's why I was like, it must have been,
I waited till he got his degree.
You were like, let
smart.
Me wait.
That's
let
smart. I would have done the same.
Let me... He has to show me his diploma first.
And then he hit me with that...
I got debt.
Dude.
I was like, with that, I got own student loans.
I love
loans.
You, but I got debt.
I went to college. I don't know how this shit works. Taxes? What is that? Man, so I just like seeing that, and then I went. I think I was gonna go back again to go pick up something or turn something in, and then Arturo Sandoval was gonna be there, and he's my favorite trumpet player. And he was gonna be there the next day, so I told myself, can I come back the next day or whatever? Why are you laughing?
Because she's on her second beer.
Oh, probably. And the thing is, I couldn't go because I had to work or something important was the next day. And I was super bummed out because he's like, my favorite trumpet player is going to be here. It's the new building that they built in the back or whatever next to that, the music building. And I was just like, Jesus, man. Like, he's like a few steps away from me.
I was so angry when they built that.
Why was I angry? Why were you angry?
I don't know. I was just like offended.
Why? Because there's no parking?
Didn't they build a new parking lot too?
Well, where? Where?
Next to the rec center. After you were
that
gone.
That was
though.
New?
Yeah. No, there was that one, but they built another one. Didn't
that's
they?
I don't
know.
I don't remember. It doesn't matter. I just remember being upset about it for sure.
I used to always park by the teacher parking, like right on the other side, because I used to get to school early. I would just park right there.
At the art center?
Yeah. No.
Because I'm like, I used to see your car at the art center.
At the art center, mm-hmm. But that's that was one, like, two semesters.
Yeah, that's what I remember. I would, like, yeah, I would show up, and I'd be like, oh, Alexis is already here.
Because I had drawing.
Yes, I remember now.
I was horrible at drawing.
I remember now, yeah.
I got a B. I don't know how I got a...
That's why I didn't do a double major. Dude. Literally, drawing was like, I'm not going to fucking... What the fuck? I already did it backwards. I don't need to draw.
The two was cool, because, like, I remember my first class, and... we had to draw a pear or something, right? And pear. Like everybody's like, you know, at the beginning drawing classes, so everybody's like nice ass pears and shit all big. And then mine's like my writing is super small. My pear was like right in the center, super small. And then she's like, oh my God, we have different styles. Let's show everybody. Oh, we have the like the minimalist style. We have like.
And then you have Alexis.
And then we have like the short, concise, like, you know, detailed, small
size. Who's your professor? Whatever.
I don't remember.
Was it a guy or a girl?
A chick.
Interesting. I only had guys.
Yeah, I don't remember her name.
That's weird.
Why? Right? Was a girl now?
Huh?
Are you sure she was a girl?
Yeah, she was. Cause I remember like she made us like draw our partners, and then but we couldn't look at the paper. We just had to draw each other by looking at our faces and just blind drawing. Obviously, they were the worst drawings ever.
Yeah, of course.
But
see, that's why I didn't draw.
I just
that's
remember
why I was
that.
Like, no, that's cool.
It's because
I don't need a double major.
Like I took drawing class. Well, cause I'm an art major, but I took drawing class. But like in those first two drawing classes that they gave out. As an elective, you get like all type of people in that class. Like, I mean, people that are not like,
because people want to learn
art majors.
And I tried.
People thinking like, oh, I'll take art. That's like
easy class.
Yeah, I won't even do it much.
Because I
and then you end up breaking your head over that instead of your actual classes that fucking matter.
It's hard.
It's judgmental.
I had to take electives and stuff, so I'm like, I want to take that one because I want to learn it and it should be easy. Obviously, it wasn't, but I didn't break my head over it.
But other people do.
Other people
because of the judgment.
Yeah,
you're a musician. It's a different kind of art form. But like any other person that's like, I'll just do art because it's easy.
Where I really felt judgmental was a music building.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Holy shit. See? Yeah, that's another reason why I didn't want to do the double. I'm like, the fuck? I'm going to have to sit here and take criticism? No! Not going to do it. Hell no.
Because, like, for me, for the music building was because I snuck into a music something class, like a second level, and you're supposed to, like, test into it or whatever, and the professor's like, did you test into it? So I was like, yeah, they said I could be here. And he's like, fuck it, here's the adding number, add yourself to the class. And it was a class about pitch and stuff like that. Uh-huh. What was so judgmental about that was the fact that I know I can't sing, and I know sound, I can play music on an instrument. My vocal sounds are not an instrument that I want to use ever professionally. But we would have to just talk about pitch and sing pitch out loud and everything. The thing is, because I was not a music major, I didn't know the tricks for the classes like some of the music students did. So, for example, one is I would read the notes on the page and I would try to sing the pitch as they were written on the page. What I didn't know is that you could actually start the pitch wherever you wanted,
you customize it to yourself,
and then you customize the pitch how it's written on paper, but to the octave that you put it in, which is something that you normally do anyway. Like if you can't sing in this octave, you put it down or whatever. I didn't know that, so I was like, the pitch would be up here, and I'm like trying to sing it out loud, and the professor's not gonna tell you you're wrong. He's gonna tell you that, I guess, you're trying that. And then he would, like, you know, do it on the music or whatever. And then another thing is they had a music program. In order for you to do the second level work, you had to get to all the first level work first. There was no way for you to do, hey, your second level, just jump right in.
That's why I only ever did two music classes in my life.
And then the worst part, there were only one credit each class.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work.
Dude, musicians were there from like, I mean, they would live there because it's all one credit classes, but they're like some of the most difficult classes I ever had to take. But I mean, I enjoyed it, so I would try it.
So the people that would be in, like, let's say in your classes when you were taking music classes, were they the people that performed the music for when there were musicals and plays and shit? Yeah, right? Okay.
It would be in the CSUN Symphony. Obviously, the jazz band for CSUN was really, really, it's really, really good.
Yeah.
And, you know, a bunch of my friends were in the jazz band stuff, so I would be beginner level compared to them because when they play and they got together and jammed, I would chime in. But obviously, when they did their stuff and when they had their theory talk, I was just like, you guys are on another level.
When I went to go see Spring Awakening at CSUN, which is just by the students at CSUN, I got to sit in the front. So I got to see the orchestra. I got to see them under and perform. And I remember seeing them, and I would be like, these motherfuckers are so fucking good. It's annoying.
Yeah, the music program for
CSUN. Because they're so, they're like my age. And I'd be like, this was awesome. It was like watching it on Broadway. It was such nice. It was just as good.
Well, when they did the whole orchestra with the guy from The Godfather, the accordion player, it was really, really good. And then one of my friends, her name's Ashley, she tours, she plays violin. She tours all over the place. And she was like at award shows and stuff playing. She plays with a lot of mariachis and like regional Mexican singers as well. And she just now she's getting called up by everybody. And she's only like 2 or 3 years older than us. So
yeah, if you're good at it, they'll find you.
She used to hook me up with drinks at the, what was the Starbucks wannabe place called?
Freudian Slip. Sorry. See? Slip. Hey! Dude, it worked.
I used to get free orange juice all the time. Large. You know how expensive that shit is?
Didn't me and you go to the Freudian once? And you were like, I'll just take an orange juice. And I was like,
what the fuck?
This nigga has an orange juice.
What a weird.
But that was when I didn't know you weren't a fan of coffee. Why I was like, okay.
No, but I at the if I went to the
first. Oh, I was like, are you sick, bro?
No, but it was freshly squeezed orange juice. First of all,
it was good.
It was freshly squeezed orange juice. It was good. Mm-hmm. And then the one by the pub, I wouldn't go to that one because I didn't get the hookups there.
I like
the one by the bookstore. I would go every morning. I would be talking to them, and then they would
inside
just make me.
Inside of the bookstore? Mm-hmm. That's the one we went to.
And then they would just make me the orange juice without me asking, and they would just give it to me, a large one. And it's like, that thing is like $6.
You know, we went to the one across the fucking street from the fucking art center, and we never got shit.
Nah.
No one liked us.
No, I was bummed. I would get croissants. I would get like hot chocolates. I would get orange juice.
Just because you sweet talk.
No, it's because I'm nice.
You're a sweet talker. You make them laugh. There's a reason why Chipotle always double serves you.
Yeah, Chipotle hooks it up. Jamba Juice hooks it up.
P.F. Chang's.
Dude, P.F. Chang's
don't
hooks
forget.
It up.
Wow.
Panda Express has hooked it up.
I'm telling you, he's lucky. I'm not a jealous.
When I used to work at B of A, the Pollo Loco next to us, we'd always hook it up with free macaroni. That shit was so good. And the
oh,
one.
You had a story.
What?
Right now, for CSUN, when you it had to be you that picked up the food.
Oh yeah. That's right. I remember that. Like, because other people would go and then they would get the food and it would take forever. And then the lady at Pollo Loco knew me. So like I would talk to her in Spanish and whatnot, so she would hook it up with discounts and I would get my food right away.
Like that lady, remember the lady at the Arbor Grill?
La Latina?
Yeah, what we were good with her for like a whole fucking year and then she disappeared.
Yeah, but she never gave us any thing
she
for
did.
Free?
Don't you remember?
What?
She would be like, oh, you want that? That's fine. You don't remember? And then that's when I asked you, like, the next semester we came back and we're
yeah, it was.
Yeah. I remember this and I remember
wait,
asking him.
So you're saying she got disappeared?
She disappeared. and then you asked someone.
Yeah.
And they were like, should they just let her go? And then I told you, I'm like, they let her go because she was giving us free stuff.
It's just pretty cute. No, that's not.
The lady at the lady at the Freudian Sip, I knew her for 2 years. And then after I came back next semester and she wasn't there anymore.
See? We get people fired.
But she was there for 2 years.
Mine was there for one.
I just wanted it to be known. She was there for 2 years.
Just 2 years.
And then after she left, I knew the other people, so I would still get the hookups anyway.
I only ever got the hookup at that coffee bean near work. And then the guy disappeared. So I think I get people fired.
Probably did.
Yeah.
The Pollo Loco at school too, like the lady was dope. And then because of that, I would always have to be the one picking up the food for like whoever I was hanging out with. Because other people would wait and I got my food like that. Like real quick. And then I remember one time I was working, for example, at like a different food example. I was working fucking food and me and food. I was working at B of A. And then across we had a Pollo Loco. My coworker went to lunch like 15 minutes before me. I went to lunch, obviously, 15 minutes after he did. I ordered my food. I got my food first before he did. And he was, by the time I left, he was still waiting for his food.
See?
And they knew me, so they would hook it up with macaroni and all this shit. Like, dude, bomb.
Not just that, but the guy that followed you that works at Subway or worked at Subway.
He didn't follow me. Don't say it that way. That's wrong. He used to manage another Subway.
He's like, bear.
Hashtag bear. No, he used to manage a Subway, and then I used to help him out. And then for some reason, he ended up managing this Panda Express here.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen him lately. But last time we went, and he ended up hooking up with like a bunch of extra shit.
Because he remembered him.
Because he's like, dude. And I was like, hey, I don't remember your name. Fuck, what's your name? But in my head, I was like, dude, how's it? I remember he worked at Subway. I was like, yeah, how's it going? Da, da, da. He's like, what do you want? And I told him, he's like, oh, you want extra stuff or whatever? And he looked it up with like egg rolls and other shit on the side as well.
And then he got fired.
No, I'm pretty sure he manages another store somewhere. But yeah.
That's crazy.
And do I mind you, these two places are miles away. That's a crazy thing.
Yeah. We'll find jobs everywhere.
Yeah, but it's just like, it's typical. Like, how are you going to find that one person that works at that one food chain going to another food chain that literally is like blocks away from where you live?
But just so you know, he didn't follow me because you're lying about the following me. He saw me. He's like, you live around here? I was like, yeah.
So he, sure. Yeah.
Sure. So if you guys ever need food hookups, just let me, give me a, dude. I used
first
to
of all,
so
the
much...
best food period. And then
oh, yeah.
Anybody
dude,
else that Alexis might know.
Dude, I used to get free food when I used to work at the other branch. And then when I used to work at that B of A by Apoyo Loco, I used to get so much free hookups at Sizzler. Anyway.
Wow.
Anyway.
I feel like insecure now.
Yeah, like I would get hookups at.
Because I'm like, this will get hookups.
I would get hookups at Sizzler. I would get hookups at like the food court places and stuff like that. Like I would go and I wouldn't pay for my food. And my coworkers did, but I didn't. Anyway,
we get people fired.
Tangents. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
Still deals with CSUN.
I used to get a lot of movie hookups at Edwards and Southgate, too. I used to get free tickets all the time back in the day.
I haven't been there since we went to go see The Hangover 3.
With the guys? Damn, that was a long ass time.
I haven't been there since high school.
That's probably when we went.
That was the first time I ever been there to the ghetto.
I'm sorry.
I know. It was fun, though.
I remember one time I went and they were like fighting. They got into, like a bunch of high school students got into a fight outside of the Edwards.
Dude.
That's crazy, man. It's crazy. Crazy good times.
Way to go, CSUN.
So, did you guys ever go to that? Obviously, we went to that mall, the Northridge Mall.
Yeah, I did.
It's like the only place to go when you're bored. Yep. Like, just fucking go there because there's nothing else to do. Did you ever guys go to the theaters around the area?
I went once to the one near that mall to go see Skyfall. I went by myself.
I went with a bunch of friends and we just didn't want to go to class. We're just like, fucking go
watch a
movie. I didn't
have any friends, so I just went by myself.
Okay, acquaintances. Better?
No, it's fine. I went by myself because it was a day, I think you were in TJ, and I had a Saturday class. It was on a Saturday. And I just didn't want to come home because my class ended early, so I just took myself to go see Skyfall. And I think it was a Pacific Theater, no?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the only time I went to the theater over there. And that's it, huh? We never went to a movie over there, huh?
Mm.
I don't know, man. CSUN was a lot of fun, though. I mean, I was telling you guys earlier, and I'll bring it up again. Like, I got a haircut once. I just got a haircut, and then we had, like, me and my friends had, like, a long break in between our one class and the next class. Yeah. So then it was like
you already forgot.
No, I remember right now. Like, what? I'm like, what?
Welcome back.
When
well,
he said that, I'm like, wait, weren't you in the room when you were talking?
It was both of them were friends from high school, and then we were going to CSUN, and then we were really bored, so we said that we ended up making a survey. It wasn't anything written down on the paper.
Wait, what time of the semester was it too?
I think like second or third semester. So like the
no, but like what time was it? Like the beginning, midterms, or finals?
Oh, this was like midterms, like
okay,
midterm
so that
time.
Makes sense. You yeah, could yeah. like convince someone easily.
Yeah, so it was like we said it was like a survey for like some humanitarian like 155 class, which is like a beginner class or whatever. Obviously, we were fucking young and we're dumb, and so we went around and we would ask people like, "What do you think of my haircut and stuff like that?" But we made sure we went up to like only the good looking girls. Like obviously we didn't just go to random people.
That's so bad.
And like if it was a group of people, like we would just like do it to all of them, just kind of talk to the girls, but like just kind of make
get
them feel like
involved.
yeah,
make everyone feel comfortable.
But and then so like my like when I'm like the girl that was with us, she was like the one like just laughing and like making them feel comfortable. Like my friend was acting as the guy who was doing this, like taking down the notes, and obviously I was the one who like showing off my haircut or whatever. we were just fucking bored, man. And then like and then things were commuters, so it's not like we could just go home or whatever or go to the dorms because we didn't really know anybody at that time at the dorms. And so we were just like, let's do something to pass the time instead of studying. So we ended up just doing this. I think we ended up, if I remember correctly, the survey also said, is there email or like phone number we can reach you after follow-ups or whatever to try to get the phone numbers of people to try to get included on there.
That's bad.
That's genius. That's actually.
So bad.
It was cool though, because I would get a lot of compliments, so it made me feel good about myself. Because people were like, "Oh, yeah, his haircut's nice," or if it was longer.
Did you ever text anyone like, "Hey, I was that guy with the haircut that you thought was really, really nice"?
No, I didn't. I wish I would have, but no, I didn't.
And I wonder, do you have a dorm? Because I'm really fucking poor.
Dude, I need a bed. Can you guys hook it up with the bed?
Oh my god. That's so true. I once gave his number to an Obama hater.
Why?
Yeah, because, I mean, you were there, but people would just, like, have their own little mini protests or their own belief, like, little corner. And a lot
like
of times...
Like, the religious guy that's always on the corner, just, like, at the quad, like, screaming his, like, lungs out about God and stuff.
That or political reasons. You know, it was always one or the other. But I remember this was after Obama was already elected, and... this guy had a picture of Obama with a Hitler mustache. And I would always avoid them at all costs. Not only because, like, I have no time. It's just fucking stupid.
Yeah, I don't have time. Like, I don't have time.
Yeah, so each its own. Why are you going to waste people's time?
Exactly. So one time, for some reason, I don't know, and you don't remember either.
No, of course
but not. But Luis gave my phone number to one of those people, but not that specific person. But it was just someone that was out there on the quad, like, write down your name to support or whatever. And I'm sure whatever Luis did, he was like, I don't want to give them my number, so I'm just going to give them Angie's number. And they would call me. They called me, like, straight for a week, asking for me and, like, asking me questions about random shit I didn't know. And I told him about him, like... there's fucking people calling me and I don't know what they're talking about. And he was like, oh, I'm sorry. I gave them your number because I didn't want them to bug me.
So then you end up giving his number like in return.
So when that Obama hater was trying to flag me down, I was just going to ignore him. I was just like, fuck this. I'm going to keep walking. But then I remembered that Luis did that he gave my number. So I was like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to talk to this young man and I'm going to see what he's about. So I gave him like 2 minutes for him to give me his spiel. And then after that, God. He was like, would you like to like leave your information? I was like, fuck yeah, I'll leave my information. I left a fake name then I left Luis's number. And like a couple of days later, Luis was like, some fucking guy is calling me. And I don't know what he's talking about. And then I told him like, oh, I'm sorry. I gave your phone number.
Sorry.
To an Obama hater, just so you know.
But I don't know why I gave... that one other person a fake number.
I don't know. I don't remember either, but I remember doing it and I felt so fucking good because I was like, this was gonna fucking feel it because it's annoying.
Dude,
and by the way, this was back in the day where you're like, you're charged for fucking minutes.
Oh, yeah. You know? I remember.
It's like, yeah, you don't fuck with my minutes, dude.
First of all, that's not a fake number, dude. That's somebody's number that's not yours.
Oh, yes.
I don't know why I gave him a fake number. Dude, it's not a fake number. It's just not your number.
Yes. And, like, at that time, it wasn't, like, I didn't have a lot of contacts saved. So, if someone was calling me, I was like, it has to be the university calling me because if they need my money, I need to give them my money so I can graduate. So, of course, I would answer it, and I'd be like, fuck, why the fuck did I answer this phone call?
Dude, okay, so speaking of that random number shit, like, real quick, I fucking hate telemarketers. Everybody does.
Yeah.
But the thing is, now... I can't answer my phone if it's an unknown number because I don't know if it's an important call or a telemarketer. And I'd rather not risk it. And I tell myself, if it's important, they'll leave a voicemail.
Yeah.
But I'm fucking afraid that I'm missing an important call because I don't want to answer this unknown number.
You can always hang up on them. That's what I do.
I know, but it's like...
it's not rude if it's a fucking telemarketer.
That, or you could tell him off like my coworker. He answered a telemarketer call. He's like, you know what? I don't have time for this. Why the hell don't you just lose my number? Blah, 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 blah. You know what? Bye. Hangs up.
Like Jerry Seinfeld. No one? No.
No, I'm trying to remember.
I think there's an episode.
What's Seinfeld?
Are you fucking kidding me? Dude. I don't give a fuck how young we are. People know what Seinfeld is.
I seen him do stand-up live. He's family friendly funny.
Is he a lefty?
I have no
idea. Yeah, right? Is that why I like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's why I like him.
He was at the Kevin and Bean's...
April Foolishness. Get the fuck out. That's funny. No, but there's an episode where he answers a call to a telemarketer and he's like, how would you like it if someone bothered you at home? And he was like, you wouldn't like it? Oh, okay, cool. Hangs up.
You know what I used to do? When they used to call, like when I was in high school, they would call and then they'd start saying their spiel to me. And then I would be like, hey, do I know you? And obviously, they'd be like, no. And I'm like, dude, I swear to God, you know my best friend. And they're like, what? And then I was like, yeah, dude, you don't know Ivan?
Ivan.
Yeah. And then I'd be like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, yeah, dude, he got into like a fight last week. He like got fucked up, man. Like, dude, we gotta support him. Like, dude, is there a way I can get your number so we can call so you can give like donations for his like hospital bill? So like I flipped it, I would flip it over on them, like tell them some story about somebody getting hurt.
And nothing even happened to
like him. About somebody getting hurt, or I would be like, dude, no, he got married last week, or like, oh, he got a girl. or like the whole I would do like the whole hey, he got married, he got some girl pregnant, or like he doesn't know if he's a baby daddy, or like then I would switch it up with names. I'd be like Ivan or like somebody from high school, like somebody's other person's name, and then be like, dude, no, he got ran over.
That's
like,
oh my god.
The most I ever did was like, you know what? Yeah, hold on, and I'd just leave them on hold.
No, because I would do it because then they would hang up on me, and then I know that they would erase my number because I don't want to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
No, but it was fun though. It used to be fun.
That's another reason why we don't even have a home phone number anymore.
Oh man, I
think that's number one reason, huh?
I've done the whole opt out thing. It worked for like a year, yeah. And then it fucking ruined me.
Yep, I did that too. Yeah. Now I just block them right away.
And my mom's way is, you don't speak Spanish?
Sorry, get?
That's funny.
Oh my god.
Yeah. But you have to do it with that very accent. Yeah, it's like, you don't speak Spanish? Like, fast. And they hang up.
You speak Spanish? Oh, shh. Chales. Like, I was watching Gabriel Iglesias, and he's like, when people know that you're fucked up, when you're trying to tell a story, and they go, it's like I was good in the like he was telling a story like, oh, I was fucking great in bed. It's like that's it, like you, that's it, that's all they need to say in order for you like your story to be invalid. Like, over, dude. When I and then like, he does this whole thing, and then in the end he's like, and I was like, fucking Gabriel Iglesias, that shit's funny, dude. But yeah, but I used to do that shit when I mean obviously in high school, because I would have time. So I would be like, ah, I'm bored. Let's fuck with people. And I would tell them, like, do you know this person? Do you know that person? And then come up with the whole story. So then they would hang up on me, or they would try to still sell me their stuff. But obviously, I wouldn't let them get a word in if it wasn't related to what I was talking about. So obviously, really dumb shit that's of no importance. But that was,
I like it.
That was that time. And then I saw, who did I see at CSUN? Joe Coy was there, the comedian.
I remember when you told me about that.
Bless you. Because it was a free show.
Did you ever see William Hung?
Oh, yeah. He was a jerk. Oh,
yeah, hated that fool. Hated that fool.
I would like, I wouldn't say hi to him or anything like that, but anytime he would walk by, he wouldn't even say excuse me.
By
he
the way,
just,
if you
like,
don't know who that is, that's that She Bangs dude.
But he was from like America, that. Like, he thought he was a shit. Yeah, yeah,
he was. He thought he was really conceited. Very and then egotistic. I remember him because, bless you. Bless I remember you. Him because he would one time he was walking by. And he didn't say excuse me. He just like literally bumped into the person in front of me that I was talking to.
He has American Idol money, dude.
Yeah, he just walked and like just kept walking. So I guess he gets the residuals, but I don't know. I don't know why. No, he could.
There's a reason why he bangs. He probably bangs into walls.
He was so dorky too.
Lace, that was fucking good.
She has the. She has like. I'm the dad. She has the dad jokes. Let me just tell you, man.
No, she did.
She just, man. Just don't do stand-up, babe. 60 day job. Dude, so I don't know, man. I miss it. It's fun. If I can go back, like, that was good times.
Those stories that you have, yeah. Love to be there with you.
Yeah.
It's too bad, like, we were in a rush to get the fuck out. I was.
Well, yeah, because
I probably would have gone into that survey, like, do you like your muffin buttered?
I would have wrote that number real
you want
quick.
Someone to butter your muffin.
I would have write that number like, what's her name? What apartment complex you live at?
It would have been the opposite that you wanted. You're like, fuck. I know. I gotta let this butter been, my fucking muffin.
No, I would have been like, yo. I would be like, yo. You got that free food card? Oh shit, let's go.
There you go.
That fucking food card that everybody used to get. Ah, shit.
I don't know. I never had one.
People were always having sex in the music department.
People were having sex everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Fucking crazy, man. But
if they were to go in there with the black light, it'd be
nasty. Everywhere.
It was a commuter school, so people were also having sex in the parking lot.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's
like... Yeah.
Check the bushes.
Check the bushes.
Check the library. Dude, that's what isn't. Check. That's why they gave time limits at the library, like group the group buildings, because the library used to have like places you can go in as a group, and then after a while they started giving you time that you couldn't be there all day, obviously because people would hold
you
it up.
My cousin still goes there. I'm gonna ask her for an update.
Dude.
Oh, sex update?
Yeah, I'm like, can you tell me about the fucking group?
Are you still fucking at CC?
Do people still hoo-hoo there?
Dude, is the third floor still the place to go?
Do people still go to the Sierra Hall rooftop?
Oh, yeah.
Man, dude. Okay, what was that building? Fuck. It was, you know how like there was the Oviatt Library? Obviously, like, right in the middle. And then all the way to, like, the right of it, there was a building there.
The financial aid building?
Barimia?
Yeah, like the it was at the Barimia Hall. Dude, those bathrooms were the fucking best because they were empty. Nobody was there. So every time I had to go take a dump, I would always go there. Oh my God. Because I knew nobody walk
in. I thought this was going somewhere else.
I know,
was
like,
no, hold on.
I was like, I had a math class in there.
No, like it was like the second floor. That shit, those bathrooms were the best. Cause...
Oh, no. I had a class there once on the second floor, and it was kind of weird. But even though I had it at night, even then, I was like, it's fucking lonely over here.
It's super lonely there, dude. And then I always could take a dump there because I knew nobody's going to walk in. I could make as much noise as I needed to, you know, let all the flatulence out.
TMI.
It was the best. So if you guys are still going to CSUN, and you guys listen to this podcast.
And you're a commuter.
And you need to take a dump, and you don't want to, like, you know, you don't want to go to where it's all crowded.
You don't want
to
feel weird.
Dude, not only that, but because it's empty, it's super clean. Like, yeah. All the other ones are, like, fucking dirty. Cause, like,
that's the only restroom where, when I had a night class there, I didn't mind going to the restroom there before I went home.
Yeah.
I'd rather avoid the art one.
Oh, because that's where they have the EOP building.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Fucking, oh, man, that was the best place to take a dump. I take my time, super comfortable, thinking there, you know?
If you need to know where you need to do certain things, you can just hit us up.
Yeah. Dude.
I still have a contact there.
I think we also have a contact. I'm an alumni. I have my alumni card. I have a lot of contacts.
You need a research paper?
Dude, remember? Like, dude, we had to fucking find a way. Towards, like, the last years, we had to find a way to get free fucking copies of shit. Because we couldn't print out at certain places because then they give you a limit. Like, they started giving you a limit on printing shit. Like, I remember, like, I was like, dude, we had to find ways of printing papers without paying for this.
I don't remember that.
So everybody would find a way to go to different buildings to go print.
Oh, print.
And then the computer science people, they would, I don't know if you knew this, but they would get like free programs like Microsoft Word and like all this other shit. Like, I think you still do.
Oh. I think. I don't remember.
I don't know. I remember I used to go in there and like.
I was just ask Chuck.
No, I think, I was going to say, I'm like, never mind. I think you did a different way.
Just ask Chuck.
Now, like, I see some provide you with, like, free Microsoft Word and Office and all this other shit that you used to pay for. It was, like, free. Like,
there were a lot of benefits to that school. That's cool. That school's fucking awesome.
I'm probably going there.
Yeah.
I still have the license plate. I do, too. I have the license plate, and then I have the alumni one. I haven't put the alumni one yet.
When I went to get this sweater, I bought the license plate because I left the license plate on my other car that ended up being towed away by insurance. And I was like, let it go with the car.
The car that I have has a license plate.
See? Yeah.
And then I have my alumni one. I'm going to put that on whenever I get a new car. I'm going to put it on there. That one's not there.
And I have my cap.
Did you ever go to like the film stuff? You went to the film stuff, right? That they used to have like in the...
I wanted to be a... What was my major? Not my major. Well, I never made it my major, but it was... Media theory and criticism was going
to
be my major.
But not the classes. Like they used to have like the summer films.
I never went. Because they were late and we were commuters.
Oh, that's true.
And if I didn't need to be there, I would be working.
Do you remember the concerts I used to have?
The concerts?
Yeah.
Yeah, the
Big Five and all the...
Yeah, like
Diplo. We went once. We went once.
Uh-huh.
When Big Sean was there, I think.
I didn't go to that one.
Big Sean was Big Sean.
Yeah.
And we never went when Diplo...
Was before he became
Diplo. Oh, shit.
I didn't know that.
And then I told him, once we became, like, fans and everything, I was like, do you fucking remember seeing those posters of that fucking white guy saying, like, CSUN Big Show, and then said Diplo, and I would be
Big
like,
Show, not Big Five.
Yeah, and I would be like, who the fuck is this white guy? And now I'm like, oh, this white guy.
I remember everybody talking about it because he started charging $5 or something like that for like for students, and then for non-students it was always like a certain price. But everybody always
when we went, you don't remember when we went? We went with Chelly and her cousin, and she wanted to take her boyfriend, and we weren't sure if he was going to be able to get in. And they weren't taking people that were outside or didn't have a community college ID. That's like, if you didn't have a college ID or a community college ID, you couldn't get in.
That's crazy.
And for some reason, we ended up getting in, and we went in and went out because it sucked.
What was the name of, I went to go see Redfu and whatever his name is. I forgot their name of their group.
Yeah, yeah.
But I went to go see them. That was like the only people I went to go see at the big show.
Wait, I didn't like it.
I don't remember. It was super crowded.
It was probably because I really wanted to get intoxicated and I couldn't because I still wasn't of age, one. And it just, it wasn't popping at all.
I just went because it was free. I think when they started charging $5, nobody went.
I don't think they charged us. I think we were just trying to get in with someone else that didn't have a card.
Okay.
I mean, yeah.
No, man, I just remember that. And then they used to have like all the film stuff like at the front and everything. And yeah, with that said, guys, I mean, yeah, I miss season. It was fun. If you guys have any, obviously, if you guys have any stories about, you know, university and college and you guys went to, obviously, we didn't get into everything. There's way too much to cover as far as like 4 years that we went there or whatever. 5 years
five,
that we went
there.
Fine, we're still going there. Fuck, you caught us. Shit.
We never graduated.
Too much fucking financial aid money shit. Nah, I fucking own loans on that shit, you know?
But it's at least it's school and it's not something else.
Yeah, so if you guys want to help us out, patreon.com. You guys want to help us out, patreon.com/exclusivelex. Please, I have a child. I need to pay that shit off already. No, but yeah, if you guys have any memories or anything like stories and stuff, like send them in. Let us know. Obviously, everybody else has good and bad memories, but ain't. I mostly choose to remember all the good stuff. You know, so fun times. Thank you guys so much for listening, as always. I'd like to give them a chance to say where they can find them as far as social media. Luis, it's your first time coming back in a while, so let the people know where they can find you.
You guys can find me on Instagram easily under LUISITWO, Luisito. If not, then on Snapchat under LUISITWO, Luisito. And Angie?
Not ready.
Wow. As always, Angie forgets. I can literally tell you.
Fuck, I'm ready.
I can literally tell you her Instagram and her Snapchat already before she does. So, Liz, where can they find you?
I'm not ready. This is not going. You can find me on Snapchat. I got it.
Hold on. Sorry, guys. This is Angie. Angie, where can find you?
I know. Angie. You can find me on Snapchat at Angie_Ness. That's ANGIE_NESS.
And you can find me on Instagram under Liz the Biz. That's LIZZ_TheBiz.
And as always, guys, you know you can find me on Twitter at exclusively_Lex. You can, of course, go to exclusivelylex.com where you can find all my work on video game stuff as far as Let's Plays, reviews, and quick looks. And, of course, you can find the podcast there. And as always, guys, if you guys want to support us or you can support us, anything counts, a dollar or more. Just go to patreon.com/exclusivelex and you can go ahead and support us there. But if you cannot support us with any money, it's okay. Do what you do best. Share it with your friends. Let them know. Listen to us, of course. As you can see, we had a lot of fun doing this. And if you're on iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you guys so much for listening to us. This is the Lexicon Podcast.
Yay!
We'll see you guys next time. Take care.
Woo!
Laters.